Title of our presentation today is Using Vanken-Nooch Equation for Soil Water Calculations in the FAST All-Season Soil Strength Model, or FAST. A quick outline. So basically, the history of FAST. This is something that was developed through DOD, particularly the Army Corps of Engineers, based on requirements that were passed down in the mid-1990s. And it extended on a couple different models that were came from this. So the short-term operational forecast, trafficability, and real-time mobility models were basically developed to extend algorithms in SMSP2. Those algorithms have been around for at least 50 years, if not longer, considering I found literature from the early 1960s on those. But anyway, in about 10 years ago, FAST was developed basically to kind of extend those and to have basically help with Army weather decision aids. So FAST integrates a couple different modules. I'm only going to be talking about soil strength and soil moisture today. So for soil strength, it outputs a cone index, which is basically a measure of penetration resistance. Most soils have a minimum cone index, which is called a vehicle condition index. And in this model, it is very dependent on soil texture, soil moisture, and with the assumption that the soil is not frozen. Just to kind of give an example, generally speaking, the cone index will be highest under gravel, next highest with sand. So soils that have larger pore size distributions will have higher cone index, and also moisture has a pretty significant impact as well, probably maybe not as much so as having more sand. So anyway, getting into soil moisture, FAST utilizes the Vanken-Nooch or the sometimes called the Malin-Vanken-Nooch equation, which relates hydraulic conductivity, major potential, and water content. Every land surface model out there does that. It's just that most of them utilize methodology put down in Brooks and Corey from the 60s. The only other prominent LSM that I know of that actually utilizes Vanken-Nooch is the Jules model from the UK. And then, of course, it utilizes Darcy's Law / Richard's equation to actually infiltrate water between nodes. Nodes, in the case of FAST, is a little bit unique. Typically, land surface models will have layers. The nodes are similar. They are kind of equivalent to layers in other models. If you are actually simulating observation data, FAST will place nodes at the observation depths. If not, it has set intervals, assuming the soil isn't frozen, of course, at these 12 different depths. The five red ones at the top are the depths that were utilized in averaging water content that I will show later. Something else that's a bit unique with FAST, since this was a more of an engineering type of project, it utilizes an engineering soils database called the Unified Soil Classification System, or USCS. FAST will also use the USDA soil textures, which are a bit more familiar to most people. There is not necessarily a direct relationship between these two soil textures or databases. And for example, I found a DRI report from 2003 that showed this USCS classification CL, which is more of a little bit more of a clay classification. It was either silt loam, it was a clay loam, or it was a silt clay loam. It's converted to USDA, so there's some discrepancy there. So in case you aren't familiar with Vanken-Nooch, this is the main equation. It is heavily parameterized. The alpha is essentially the inverse of saturated major potential, it's equivalent. H is the pressure head or matrix suction. N is a shape parameter, I'll show you later, that is pretty important. Theta R being residual water content. FAST basically assumes theta R is about 0.01 or thereabouts for most different soils. You can also obviously calculate in terms of pressure head. I show this one. The capital theta is the dimensionless water content going from 0 to 1, being 0 at residual water content, 1 at saturation. that N is, shape parameter is basically the slope right around where the capital theta equals 0.5. And of course, you know, you get water retention curves. I show this primarily that the fill capacity calculation in FAST is the dotted green line, and it's about 0.25. If you were to assume minus 0.1 bar or about minus 10 centimeters, you would get a fill capacity that is substantially higher. And of course, your wilting point calculation. Some of these parameters, you know, actually do match up relatively well to somewhat other known quantities like fill capacity. Again, alpha, pretty strong curvilinear relationship. As I mentioned before, these parameters are very important, particularly this shape parameter N. If N is parameterized too high or low, it will, the slope basically will either be too large if it's too high and too small if it's too low. Now, unfortunately, the variability in this, in the literature, you know, if you look at different publications, is pretty significant, and it is also not strongly correlated with other parameters. So that is, you know, a bit of an issue, or a significant issue. Just to kind of illustrate, if you were, this is using, this is a sandier soil type, the box around 2.16 is the N that is used in FAST. So again, if you go just, you know, a couple standard deviation above or below it, you have some changes. And if you parameterize it, you know, 1.1, you'd have a very, very different relationship between your water content and your pressure head, which again would have significant impacts, you know, with infiltration. So basically what we did is we simulated a rainfall event in FAST using parameters from different data sets. So the first basically is what is used in FAST with the saturated hydraulic conductivity, alpha and N. The other is from DRI publication. The other is from Cassell and Parrish, which was published in the 1980s. So basically, two rainfall events, in terms of total amounts, they were similar. It's just that one was spread out over 18 hours. The other one was a little bit more, and it was spread over 3 hours. And each rainfall rate was basically matched with these different parameterization options, so there were six total. And here are the results of that. Basically, the standard is in the red. The DRI parameters were in the blue, and Cassell and Parrish were in the black. The lines with squares are the results from heavier rainfall simulation, and the circles were from the light. And again, you know, this is the exact same rainfall simulations for all three parameterization options, and you can see the tremendous amount of spread that you get, particularly at the heavier rainfall events. With, you know, what is parameterized FAST, you get something that goes up closer to field capacity and stays there for just a little while. With the other two, you definitely see an increase, just not nor near as substantial. And if you use the parameters from DRI, you actually see it decrease pretty significantly, or at least more quickly than the others. So just kind of quickly wrap things up here. If I can make one point very clear with this talk, that, you know, these parameters are very important, particularly this shape parameter. One thing that we've been working with the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center quite a bit on parameter estimation through Bayesian methods, that was pretty similar, actually, what was mentioned in a previous talk. Again, we could probably get better estimates of the shape parameter doing this, which would make Vanguinuchen better, or would make it, you know, function a little bit better in a land surface model. But again, this would also affect other modules of FAST, including soil strength, as I mentioned earlier. This cone index is pretty heavily dependent on soil moisture. And I mentioned that vehicle condition index. So if you were assuming that your minimum cone index for actually getting out there, putting a piece of heavier equipment on a piece of ground, was 40, if you were using the parameters that were from using DRI, that cone index would be 50. If you were using the parameters from FAST, it would be 27. So that's a pretty significant spread. And you know, it might be a flip of the coin depending on what you actually believe is right. Just to kind of further conclude, we do believe FAST has potential to be a pretty useful land surface model, particularly the soil strength aspect of it. You know, basically the critical application is just actually having better, you know, making sure those parameters that we use in it are correct. And I would entertain any questions. I know you guys probably want to get to the business meeting, so you can email me if you don't have time to talk to me today. And thank you. Sure. I changed both of them at the same time. The alpha didn't seem to make near as much of a difference as N does, though. At least that's what we found. And again, I should mention, you know, this was actually just a what you would call a cold start in the land surface modeling world. You know, it probably would have been different if this had been, you know, spun up for several months. But this is basically just to kind of show that, you know, if you were, you know, just from pure simulation standpoint, what you actually, you know, the inherent variability that there is, you know, just based on just slight deviations in that parameter.
Thank you. More questions?